you for calling CreateSpace. For quality assurance and training purposes, your call may be monitored or recorded. To better assist you, please choose from the following options. To speak with our sales team about purchasing professional cover, interior, or editorial services, press 1. For other questions, including orders, royalties, and distribution, press 2. To hear these options again, press 9. Please hold while we transfer your call to customer service. Thank you for calling CreateSpace. To help us assist you as quickly as possible, please have your title ID, member account number, or order number ready. We will connect you to the next available team member.
Hello, thank you for contacting CreateSpace. My name is Richard, and may I have your first and last name?
Ray, my name is John Beatty.
Also, for security verification, may I have your member ID and the email of your account?
Yes, my member ID. Hang on one second.
Okay.
Okay, it's 275-6304.
And also, may I have the email of your account?
Email is John, J-O-H-N, Beedy, B-E-E-D-E, at gmail.com.
Thank you for this information. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I was calling Sean back. I was wondering if he's available.
Well, I had a bit of static on the line. Can you please repeat the question?
Yes, I was wondering if Sean is available.
Let me take a look. No, unfortunately, no.
Okay, I was calling him back, but I was mostly interested in getting some questions about CreateSpace and how the functionality works and how to get going most quickly.
Well, perhaps I could help you with those questions. Would it be your doubts to see if I could help you with them?
Yes, of course. My first question is basically what you guys need in order to get up and running. Is it just my cover and my ISBN number and then the interior of the book, or what's the quickest way to get going?
Yes, in this case, indeed, we would need an ISBN number. If you have your own ISBN, you can provide it, or also online on our website, you could select to get a free ISBN or purchase one. That would be one of the things that we need. We would also need a file for the interior of your book that would contain all the interior pages, and it can be a Word document, a PDF, or an RTF file. And we would also need a file for your cover. You would have different options. You could either send us the cover as a PDF. It would have to have the front cover on the right side, the spine in the middle, and the back cover on the left side, all in a single PDF page. Mm-hmm. Or you could also use our free online tool called Cover Creator that will allow you to build your cover online. You can use images from our database or upload your own images to prefix designs.
Okay, I understand. So after I go through all that setup, I've done the interior, the cover, the ISBN, the complete setup is finished. To distribute the book, so am I understanding right that you guys essentially print it on demand and then you'll ship it to wherever I choose to? So if I want to have, for example, 70 of them sent to Missouri and 10 of them sent to Florida, I can do that?
That's correct. So once you finish the complete setup, the files will go through a 24-hour review process. Then you're going to be able to enable the distribution channels where you want the book to be sold. So you're going to have different options for distribution. We have the Amazon channels where the book can be listed on Amazon.com. Also Amazon Europe, where it's listed on the European websites. The CreateSpace eStore, where the book is listed on CreateSpace and customers can buy it directly from CreateSpace. And the expanded distribution channels, where the book is listed on the Ingram, Baker & Taylor catalog, so bookstores and online retailers and libraries and academic institutions can also purchase them. For those channels, it would work a bit different for all of those. You wouldn't need to place the orders. The customers would buy them on the selected channels, and we would automatically be printing the copies and sending them out to them. And you would be receiving a royalty every time that they purchase it. Additionally, as the author of the book, you will also be able to order copies of your own book and have them shipped to any address. Mm-hmm. And when you order your own copies, you would be paying only the manufacturing cost and the shipping charges.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. And I can do that multiple times. For example, at any point I can log in and have them sent to multiple different addresses. And I'm asking because I'm a speaker, and so sometimes if I go speak in California, I don't want to have them shipped to my house and then carry them with me to California. I'd rather just ship them to California and pick them up at the hotel. Is that possible?
Yes, you would have complete freedom. When you're placing the orders, you can place any amount of orders for any quantity, and you have the freedom to select the address where they're going to be delivered. So it would be just a fact of changing the delivery address when placing the order.
Oh, that's great. Okay. I have two more questions, and the first one is, can I update the files at any point? So if I make a change to the interior, say I catch an error or I change a page of the book, can I just upload a new interior and use that for the future printings?
Yes, correct. You have the freedom to make changes at any moment and any amount of time, so it would just be a matter of correcting the original file and re-uploading it. The only thing is that the files would need to go again through the 24-hour review process, and the title would be unavailable for those 24 hours while the new file is reviewed and you approve it again.
Awesome. So within 24 hours, I can have any change made to the cover?
Also, another thing is that once the book goes available, you can still make changes, but there's some changes that are going to be no longer possible. So, for example, you can correct typos with full freedom. You can even change the artwork of the cover completely. The only things that will be restricted once it's available is that you can no longer change the author name, the title of the book, and the page count and trim sizes can't increase or decrease by more than 10%.
Okay, so if I have a 100-page book, it cannot go below 90 or above 110.
Yes, correct.
I understand. Okay. The print size as well. Does that mean the font size? Or the size of the book physically?
Yes, that would be the physical size of the book.
I understand. Okay, so if it's 6x9, I can't make it larger. I can't make it like 11, 8.5x11.
Yes, correct.
I understand. Okay. My last question is, I have this book listed in physical form on Amazon already, and I have several outstanding orders for the book to be shipped to you guys. If I start a CreateSpace account right now, will those automatically be fulfilled, or how do I connect my CreateSpace book with the one that's already listed?
Yeah, so in this case, how did you list it on Amazon? As a seller account or through which program?
Oh, I believe it's a seller account.
Yeah, so in this case, we would need to wait till Amazon depletes that existing inventory. Once that happens, the books are going to start to be fulfilled with the CreateSpace copies.
Okay, it is depleted already, so that they have no copies, and I have outstanding orders for, gosh, probably 20 books to ship to them.
Yeah, so in this case, it would be a matter of completing the book on CreateSpace, and once that is done, we would start fulfilling those orders.
And then would I order those books and then ship them so that they're fulfilled with my personal account, or how, what would I do with these orders?
Yes, first you would need to get in touch with Amazon Seller Central to inform them that you're going to be doing a new version with CreateSpace, and they're going to be providing you additional instructions just to confirm that once that happens, you can cancel that offering and we would start fulfilling them. But the best thing to do would be to get in touch with them first.
Okay, got it. All right, and I just, so to do this, all I have to do is just fill out these instructions on CreateSpace. I'm logged into my account right now, so I just upload the interior, the cover, and then go to review, and I proof the book, and then I choose my distribution options. Just go one by one through all these, and I'm good to go.
Yes, correct. Basically, the system will be guiding you through those processes. So as you mentioned, you would complete the setup, pass the review process, select where you want the book to be sold, make it available, and we would start fulfilling those orders.
Fantastic. Okay. Any resources you can point me to for further marketing, and how can I make it into a Kindle document?
So, about the marketing, we don't have marketing services per se, but we do have a section on our website where we added some tips and advices for marketing. So, at the top of the screen, you would click on free publishing resources, and then on Marketing Central, there we have added several tips and assistance to guide you with that process. And in regards to creating the Kindle version, once you make available the paperback version, you're going to have an additional step to publish on Kindle. With that one, we would be sending your files to Kindle Direct Publishing to build the electronic version. And once they're sent, you would just need to go to Kindle Direct Publishing and approve those files and make the electronic version available.
I missed something there. Once I have it uploaded to CreateSpace, what's the first step to start the Kindle process?
Mm-hmm. Yes, once you have already passed the review process and made the paperback version available, you're going to be able to access the last step of the process called Publish on Kindle. On that one, you send your files to Kindle Direct Publishing, and you can build the electronic version based off on the paperback files.
I understand. Okay, so finish the physical version first, and then it unlocks or makes available the Kindle publishing option.
Yes, correct.
Fantastic. All right, well, you've been an awesome help. I really appreciate your time, and I'll get started with this. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Additionally, we have the support line open 24/7, so if you encounter any doubt or would like assistance with part of the process, just let us know and we'll be glad to assist you.
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay, you're very welcome and have a great day.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.